This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Weight Management and Fitness channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Julie Stubblefield, founder of the Fit Mom Revolution, an online community focused on redefining how moms care for themselves. Julie, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for the warm welcome. I'm happy to be here today.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Good to have you. So, well, first of all, what are the biggest roadblocks people encounter when trying to make a change?
That is a really good question. And in my experience of working with hundreds of women, I have found that there are four primary roadblocks. And the first one is information overload. Let's face it, there is so much information, you know, in books, online, and in our social circles of how to change our bodies, how to get healthy. And sometimes there is so much information, we just don't know where to start, and we kind of get stuck. So the first one would be information overload. The next roadblock would be to have an attempt for a major overhaul of one's life. For example, you know, on Monday, I'm going to never eat these foods again and always eat these foods and make sure I hit the gym X number of times per week. And for the vast majority of people, doing a complete lifestyle overload or overhaul is just way too much to take on. And that often prevents them from having success. So then the next roadblock would be not being plugged into some sort of support system, whether it is within their household or within their social network or even an online community of other people seeking similar change. And while that's not 100% necessary to be successful, it is really nice to have other people to just bounce ideas off of, share recipes, maybe vent a little bit, and it's good to have that backup support. And the fourth roadblock that I have noticed is that a lot of times people try to follow a specific plan perfectly. We tend to be perfectionists by nature, and we assume that in order to seek or see the change that we are seeking, that we have to follow a plan perfectly. And really, that's the perfect setup for a disaster, because as soon as we have a situation that we don't know how to handle, we tend to fall off the wagon, so to speak, and that's all she wrote. And the goal is actually to follow a plan imperfectly, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit. Follow a plan imperfectly so that you can have opportunities to learn. So those are the four primary roadblocks.
And what support systems or strategies need to be in place to ensure people succeed with weight loss?
Well, it really depends on the individual. Some people do really well with just having one other person, maybe a friend that they go walking with or someone that they check in with on the phone or an email once or twice a week or every day. So sometimes just one-on-one works really, really well. Other times people need kind of a club feel, and some people can find that at their local gym. They might be able to find a local boot camp or community or even a mom's club. And then other people can reach out online. There are so many Facebook groups that are just open to sharing information with each other, Facebook pages that people can like to get recipes, ideas, workouts, and to share information on that community as well. So it really depends on personal preference.
I bet I could answer the question for you that I'm about to ask. What inspired you to start doing this kind of work?
Well, I spent the bulk of my adult life yo-yo dieting, and I'm sure I lost the same 30 or 40 pounds numerous times. But as the truth would have it, I was 70 pounds overweight, and I felt very stuck. I felt very overwhelmed. You know, I'm a wife. I have, at the time, I had two small kids, and I really just didn't know how to make a healthy change. And I did a lot of reading and a lot of research, and I found some ways that worked for me after a lot of trial and error, and I was able to shed that extra 70 pounds. And with that, I became very inspired to help other women do the same, and I wanted to provide a support system for them and knowledge for them and a soft place to fall for them that I didn't have when I was going through my journey. So basically, I'm looking to create the environment that I couldn't find for myself. So I started by becoming a fat loss coach and opening my own personal training studio in Mechanicsville, Virginia, and it has since expanded to being the Fit Mom Revolution, which is a nationwide campaign to help moms.
And if you haven't seen the before and after photos of Julie, you definitely got to see those. I think you'll understand why she is really doing a phenomenal job there with Fit Mom Revolution. Today we are speaking with Julie Stubblefield, founder of the Fit Mom Revolution, an online community focused on redefining how moms care for themselves here on eHealth Radio's Weight Management and Fitness channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Julie, how do you support women in breaking the cycle of extreme dieting?
Well, we have a three-part approach, and the first one is to inform moms that extreme dieting actually makes life a whole lot harder, not only in the immediate time frame because it's really hard to count your calories and restrict down to a very small amount and to hit the gym so many times a week, especially when you're juggling soccer schedules and homework and, you know, husband's working late perhaps. Or maybe we're working our own 40 hours as well. So extreme dieting is very hard in the short term, and it actually damages our body for the long term. So as we age, which is a natural part of life, it makes it harder and harder to take those pounds off. So we inform them that extreme dieting is detrimental, not only for now, but going forward. Then we inspire them. We inspire these moms to look for moderate changes in both food and exercise. So instead of going extreme, we encourage them to find what's one thing that you can do two or three times a week in terms of moving your body, something that you enjoy, something that's easy to get off the sofa and do. Or what are your favorite vegetables and how can you include them more frequently so that you're getting more nutrients and you're filling yourself up with fiber and sustaining your hunger better. So we inspire them to make these moderate changes instead of making extreme ones. Then the next one is we invite them to be who they are. And a lot of this comes from looking in social media, looking across any other type of media platform and seeing all of these images that we think that we should be like and we should aspire to be. And I actually invite moms to be who they are right now in their own skin and embrace that and move forward. And a lot of that comes from, again, picking the exercises that they enjoy doing. And I always tell them, if there's a movement that you hate to do, don't do it because you probably won't stick with it for very long. And, you know, if you enjoy riding your bicycle and you can do that frequently, then go for it. The same is true for vegetables. If there are certain things you don't like, don't eat them because, let's face it, you won't be doing that for very long either. And life is too short to eat vegetables that you hate. So it's about inviting women to embrace who they are, being where they are in the moment, and learn to navigate life in a way that is less comparison with the images that we see in the media. So what we do with the Fit Mom Revolution is we inform them, we inspire, and then we invite them.
And lastly, if you would, please share one of your biggest success stories.
Gosh, I have so many, but one of my favorite ones, we'll call her Michelle because she actually doesn't want me to use her real name, and she has lost 4 dress sizes, which is a phenomenal change. But it's actually, the story is less about the physical change that I've seen in her and more about the confidence that I've seen increase and how her health has improved. Her cholesterol is in normal range. Her triglycerides are in normal range. She is off of her type 2 diabetes medicine. Her thyroid is functioning normally again. Her relationship with her husband has improved dramatically. She is more engaged with her children on a daily basis. She's not aching for a nap at 2 p.m. in the afternoon every day. And all of these equate to a higher quality life. So, sure, she can fit into smaller clothes, but she feels better, she's more engaged in her life, and she feels more fulfilled at the end of each day. And I really can't ask for a better success story than that.
Most definitely. If you would, before you go, tell our listeners where they can be in contact and also get more information online.
Great. So the best place to find me is fitmomrevolution.com. And you can find me on Facebook if you search for The Fit Mom Revolution. We have a great community there where we share all kinds of tips, recipes, workouts, and a lot of humor about being a mom.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners that would help them to be more healthy?
Yes, my number one tip, and this may be a little surprising, so don't be on the edge of your seat, would be to actually stop counting calories. And the more that we count calories, the more we try to fit foods into a little box of what they should or shouldn't be. And if you spend more time fueling your body with great tasting food, lean proteins, fibrous veggies, and nice healthy fruits, then you don't have to worry about counting calories because they actually take care of themselves. And I have a whole list of Julie's top 9 will have you feeling fine as a free gift to all of your listeners. So if they go to the show notes and look for the link, they'll be able to download that right away.
Excellent. We certainly do appreciate your taking the time to be with us, Julie. Much success to you and what you're doing. You've done a fabulous job.
Thank you so much for having me today. It was a pleasure.
And the pleasure was certainly ours as well. We've been speaking with Julie Stubblefield, founder of the Fit Mom Revolution, an online community focused on redefining how moms care for themselves. And once again, the website of reference is fitmomrevolution.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Weight Management and Fitness Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.